One of the three state legislative goals set by New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu is making its way through committee hearings in Baton Rouge this week. One part of the proposed changes in the sewerage and water board operation is getting some opposition. The Bureau of Governmental Research is backing most of the mayor's effort to reform the sewer and water board, but not the veto power. Landrieu wants 9 members, not 13, on the board he will still control, and he wants board members with expertise in finance, engineering, and other fields. He's asking university presidents to give him 3 recommendations for each of the 6 seats representing the public. BGR President Janet Howard says the problem comes with the mayor getting to veto those recommendations.
It sends a message to the committee to choose someone who will be acceptable to the mayor rather than to focus on who would add the most value to the board. And also, if a process becomes politicized, then strong candidates might be reluctant to step forward.
A spokesman for Landrieu says the veto is part of the mayor's job. Landrieu also wants to revamp the firefighters' pension fund and reduce juvenile court judges from 6 to 4. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.